Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled you're here. Woo! I am so excited to be back in the studio, and thank you so much for the encouraging words and feedback that you guys have shared. I love that the meditations have been blessing your life. Today, we're going to do a discussion on the three key essential areas of life that many people are struggling with during the pandemic. This is going to be a very important time for self-reflection. So we know there's a lot of things going on around us. There's a lot of things going on in our world and with our loved ones, but this is going to be an opportunity for that introspection, that self-reflection. And if we look at these three areas during this time together, we can kind of lose some steam, right? In those negative places and spaces we don't need it. And we can kind of gain some steam in the places where we actually need it most. So the three areas we're going to be talking about today are stress, control, and focus. These are three key essential places that are being overlooked that are vital for us to take a look at during the pandemic. This is going to be a refreshing, I hope, explosive discussion since it's been a while now since I've been back in the studio. So I am so excited to be here with you. I'm so excited that you stepped in the healing room today. And without further ado, let's go ahead and start off with our healing pledge. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this amazing opportunity for self-reflection and meditation so that I can live an incredible life of freedom. That felt good to say. Let's dive in. Okay, so today we are doing some serious dialogue and discussion. I have several things that I'm so excited to share with you today, and it's just going to be awakening. I hope for some deep inner and true places in your life. So let's talk stress. One of the things that is really key to understand about stress is where exactly it's coming from. Where exactly the stress in your life is coming from. I shared a post on Instagram over at MC_MindBodyMinistries, and the quote says this: live your life, period. Stress often increases when we start living everyone else's. Let me repeat that. Live your life, period. Stress often increases when we start living everyone else's. And you can go over to Instagram and kind of check that piece out and kind of save it if it's something that resonates with you. But I think it's really important that we go deeper into what is causing the stress. So let me share a little bit of what I wrote about it. Stress can deeply affect a woman and a man's body and overall balance. Your mind controls your body. It tells your body what to do. Then we have internal processes that regulate our body. For example, breathing. However, the mind can literally override internal processing no matter how innate. For example, right now you can tell your body to stop breathing and it would, but don't do that, okay? If the mind is stressed and it feels that it is sick, the body can respond similarly. The body is in responding to the mind, and the spirit is also intertwined in that feeling of sickness or of stress or of overwhelm or of lack or of control. Because again, the mind, a control center, has decided a thing to be true and then has the ability to spread that belief throughout your entire system. This is only one way to break down stress. However, it's important for you to see this, know this, and be aware. Someone else's life is not worth the stress that comes with it. Can I say that one more time? Someone else's life is not worth the stress that comes with it. I'm going to share a quote by the Dalai Lama, and he says this: do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. Dalai Lama. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. I love this. And a lot of times when we look at the truth of where our stress is coming from, it may not necessarily always be coming from our own lives. Maybe what you think your boss wants you to do, what you think you should be doing, what you think someone else wants you to be doing, maybe things you've added to your list that have nothing to do with you, your goals, and your actual life. So I want to stress this as we talk about stress. It's important that you are you. Whether it's morning, noon, or night, I want you to give yourself permission to be you. You don't have to fit in someone else's box, someone else's clothing, someone else's style, someone else's face. You don't have to be what she was to him, right? Can we go there? You don't have to be who she was to him. Can we go there? You don't need to be who he was to her, right? You don't need to fit in someone else's shoes, dream, vision, or life. It is okay to be you. One of the reasons I chose this as one of the three essential places we need to take a look at as we navigate our own lives personally, right? This is the self-reflection, the introspection during the pandemic, is because there is a lot of stress because so many different people are doing a lot of different things during this time. A lot of things that they feel very strongly about, a lot of things that they feel called to do, a lot of things that they feel are right, right? And remember, your life is not theirs. And so I am seeing stress, and I've even seen it in my own life, and I've had to check it, come up and say, oh, I should be doing this, or what does it mean if I don't do this? And what I'm really asking is, what will they think of me if I don't do this? How will I be seen in a year, 2 years, 3 years if I don't do this? How am I being seen now if I don't take part in that? As opposed to what is best and true for me in this time? What am I called to do? How am I called to serve? Specifically, I want you to take a breath with me right now. Inhale. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. And exhale. Breathe it out, breathe it out, breathe it out. Every time you see an opportunity to be someone else, to fit into someone else's shoes, I want you to breathe in that moment, inhaling slowly and exhaling that moment out. And in your exhale, I want you to imagine what could be true for you. Another area I want to go into with stress is lack of clarity. It definitely can be easy for the unconscious mind to kind of hop into situations, right? We have our conscious mind, things that we're aware of, and then we have things that we might do instinctually, or emotions and feelings and instincts that might come up that are happening more on the unconscious level. And a lot of times when we're just uncertain of who we should be or where we should be at this given moment or given time, when there's lack of clarity, that can bring up stress to do something that also is not in alignment. And so anytime you're feeling unsure or confused, take that moment and zap the root immediately. A lot of times what happens is our unconscious mind hops in to try to solve the problem, to try to create a solution, to try to lead the situation, to try to take control, which is leading us into our second key essential component we have to take a look at during the pandemic, which is control. You see how stress just goes right into control sometimes. Whether you're in a household with many people there, or you're in a household where you're that the main person in your home, there can be an idea, a spirit of control. What does that look like? Well, if you're all working from home and you want to put people on a schedule, or you even want to put your team, your virtual team, on an exact down to the second schedule. And if everybody doesn't meet that schedule, you've completely lost it, right? Or you want to put yourself on this really tight schedule, right? Because there's so much we can't control in this time that sometimes we want to control relationships. We want to control marriages. We want to control people. We want to control children. We want to control spouses. We want to control friends. And I've even seen it come up in my own life, and I've had to check my own self and say, is control really adding anything of value in this situation? Is control really adding value to the situation? Because if something doesn't go exactly to plan, what is my emotional state? What is my mental state? What is my spiritual state? And so a lot of times in an effort to release stress and to gain some sense of firm planting, the unconscious mind starts turning its wheels and wants to problem solve. And we begin to manipulate people instead of experiencing, giving, and receiving, right? Because giving and receiving requires balance. Control and manipulation, many a times in relationships, can cause toxicity, friction, and more stress. Let me share a quote with you I have here. It says this, it's by the Dalai Lama. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day, Dalai Lama. Just one small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. What am I getting at with this quote? And it's so beautiful and so profound, and I love how he brings words to life, truly. Perspective. And this is a conscious choice you have to make, because again, the unconscious mind might want to problem solve and make you feel more secure, make you feel more comfortable. And so you might want to control every aspect of everything that's going on. And even if you don't consider yourself a controlling person, I'm seeing this come up out of people during the pandemic. It's something that's been on my heart and on my mind to share with you. Change your perspective. You can see something as, oh my gosh, there's so many people in my house right now, or I'm so isolated right now, or this is too much quarantine. Or you can change the perspective where it's no longer a problem at all. This is time where I have to raise my children, for me to actually be present during the majority of their waking hours. This is an opportunity for me to have more time to myself, right? If you live alone, to actually do the self-reflection and deep healing work I probably needed to do for over a decade. This is an opportunity for me to figure out what my true values are. If you're in quarantine and you're not having as many connections or social opportunities, this is a great opportunity for me to get firmly planted in who it is God is calling me to be. See, if we look at the perspective and we change it for ourselves, right? Instead of controlling everyone else, if we change our perspective, we have opportunity for growth, for evolution, right? For prosperity, right? And even for more connections, because when our perspective changes out of a place of lack and stress and overwhelm and needing to fix everything, and into a place of what is really here, opportunity, right? When we change that, we start to see more windows open, more doors open. We start to see more opportunity when we change our perspective. It's very powerful. I want to share another quote with you. It's from John 14:27, and it says this: "Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Just reading that, I get a little bit of shivers, because that is why this is self-reflection and introspection time today, right? Not looking for the world to replace something that's been taken away from us, or to look for the world to save us, but to go inward, to take that time to go inward. This is a great opportunity to not fear, to not feel trouble, to not fear that you've got to control and manipulate and get everybody on board with you, but to actually go inward, because you have a peace within you if you take the opportunity to find it. And lastly, we are going to talk about focus. Oh my gosh, focus. You know, with so much going on, sometimes if you just really ask yourself, what am I focused on? Do you have an answer? Let's try it. What are you focusing on? What are you focused on in the season? See, those of you who are able to answer clearly and correctly, and when I say correctly, I mean true to you, great. But many of us actually cannot respond to that simple question. And during a time of pandemic, it is very important that you have an answer to that question. So these are three areas I want you to take a look at: your purpose, your plan, and your level of clarity on those. Your purpose, your plan, and your level of clarity. In a season where we have so many distractions, we have so many different ideas and attitudes. And someone said so eloquently the other day, where in 2020, everyone has a platform. Everyone has a voice. Everyone's voice is on stage in some way. And so it's so important for you to have a focus, right? For there to be purpose, for there to be a plan, and for you to have a sense of clarity about that. If I were to ask you if you had an idea of your purpose, right? And if there's any plan in motion to see that purpose fulfilled, right? Not something that's cemented into the ground, but a plan, something that you're working on this month or the next 3 months, the next 6 months, right? And monthly goals are a great place to start out, right? Do you have an answer for that? In the midst of something like what we're experiencing now, it is so key. As more and more confusion and distraction comes upon us, that we have a focus for this season of our life. I cannot stress that anymore. It is so important that we have a focus in this season of our lives. You can just be carelessly, just generally doing this, generally doing that, generally dating, generally trying to build something, generally, but because there's so many distractions and there's so much confusion already, who knows what's come in the future of other people's ideas, other people's thoughts, other people's things that are pushed in the media and around us. And even if you're not watching the news, right, I have stepped away for a time, there is still a sense of confusion, right? In our communities, there's a lot of distraction happening in general. So what is your focus in this season? That's your purpose. That's your plan. And that's your level of clarity. And let's talk about clarity. Because we are on a planet with millions upon millions upon millions of people, it's one thing to say something out loud. It's another thing to say it out loud, to write it down, to put it before you, right? That means it's in front of your eyes, whether it's on your laptop, on your wall, on your dashboard, and then to walk into it. Let me say that again. It's another thing to say it out loud, to write it down, to put it before you, and to walk in it. That is your sense of clarity. And that is pivotal in this season. I'm going to share my last quote with you. And it just really, it really changed a lot for me. And so allow this to hit home where it needs to. This quote is from Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. I just have to say this one part one more time. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal. As we go into a short and brief meditation to finish our discussion, just take a breath with me and envision all the things that have been distractions in your life. Hear them, see them, smell them. Take a breath with me. Relax your shoulders, relax your face, relax your hands. Be in a safe place where you can meditate. Take a breath. Breathe in, breathe out. See all of the distractions, the things that you've heard, the things that have come up on you, the people, the instances, the circumstances, the conflict. Just see it. You might see it in colors. You might see it in people. You might see it in events. Now take a step forward and make that step large enough. Take a deep breath with me. Breathe in, breathe out. Make that step large enough where those things are now behind you. For some of us, that step is a small step. For some of us, that's a leap, that's a jump. For some of us, we had to get wings to take one step to be in front of those things. But whatever you need so that those things are behind you in one step, do it now. Visualizing yourself putting all of those distractions, they are now behind you because you have taken a step forward. Take a breath with me. Breathe in and breathe out slowly. Now, you've just taken one step. I want you to envision God coming alongside you and bringing you up to the second step. And as he moves you up the second step, right, the second step forward, you realize that when God moves you one more step, it is as if you have taken 100. Breathe into this moment. Inhaling this moment. And you're tempted to look behind and see how far back those distractions are, but you decide not to. Because as you inhale and exhale, you can feel that those distractions are miles away. And the only thing that you can see in front of you is God before you. This is what clarity of mind feels like. Breathe in. Breathe out. Enjoy this moment and this feeling for the rest of the day, and keep it with you always. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I'm so glad you took time to step into the healing room today. I hope that it was encouraging and inspiring for your mind, body, and soul. And if you're on iTunes and it's on your heart to do, please leave a 5-star review. It helps us get the word out. So I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.